Yeah. We'll be right back. candy store. and never simple. Think about it. Reality is what we take to be true. What we take to be true is what we believe. What we believe is based upon our perceptions. What we perceive depends upon what we look for. What we look for depends upon what we think. What we think depends again upon what we perceive. What we perceive determines what we believe. What we believe determines what we take to be true. What we take to be true is our reality. Don't let others create yours for you.
TCS on a Monday night. My man Eternal in a spot. Long hiatus, man.
Yeah, man.
How you living?
What's up, man? No, I had to come through.
My son X is in a spot.
Yeah,
what's good,
man?
What's good? You know something? He is officially as old as TCS is.
Yes, he is, man.
Officially.
Literally born the same week.
The same month, y'all.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no
man.
No doubt.
So what's happening, man?
I don't know, man. We sent out this big email, this big call to arms, you know, to check out the show tonight because we have a big announcement we want to drop and, you know, some important stuff going on. Things we want to say, things we want to get off our chest.
Yo, man.
What's up? Why are you grinning at me?
Because I have not been in here forever, man. I should be shot.
Yeah, you should.
Should be drawn and quartered.
You should. But yeah, it's all good. It's all love up in here. As we spread the candy, my man Ace International's in the spot.
Yeah. How you doing, people?
Of course, we have the Aviator.
Hey.
Yo, thanks for coming in on this set because I was lunching. Like, my head is not even in it, but I appreciate you bailing me out as usual. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right. I didn't bail you out, man.
Yeah, you always bail
me out. I didn't
bail
you out.
You always bail me out. Anyway, wow, a lot of things. The little passage you read earlier was something I got from Erica C.
We just talking about her. straight up, I just came in and said, yo, man.
That's the man right there.
Yo,
so,
go ahead, man.
I got it from Erica C. I read it online, and I told her it was inspirational. I'm just going to have to just drop that for what it is.
Oh, yo, you want me to get real with you about that? Ooh. I got two words for you.
What's that?
Quantum physics.
I'm not even going to get into
yes.
that.
Yes, ESP.
I'm not
even. ESP.
I can break it down. Ethan. Right, yeah.
ESP is in the house.
All right, we're taking it back.
Quantum physics.
But everything that is kind of going on tonight is kind of relevant to what's going to go on in the future. So I've gotten some emails already.
Yeah.
People hinting to facts that are unconfirmed. But
the grapevine is in full bloom.
Yeah. It definitely is.
Well,
I don't
know,
man.
Don't pause, man.
I don't want to pause.
Jump into it.
I don't really want to pause, and I'm ready to jump into it, but I just want to change the vibe, just change the mood a little bit. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Squash some grapes.
I mean,
man.
That's a Rioism right there, changing the mood. Because, you know, I just go from left to right, you know, at the drop of a hat.
I gotta tell you, man.
And that's just how we do.
Really digging this track, Rio.
Yeah, this is cool. This is from Kalamota Records out of France. But Sweet's changing the mood. Here we go. All right, now we're in another mood.
Yeah, we have to just take it
wait
down
a minute,
little
wait
bit.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I'm going to let it kick in for you because you don't know what this is. Trust me.
I don't know what it is, but I know what it sound like, 95. That's what it sound like.
Well, I'm gonna let it bring itself in
a little bit. Got a little Chicago house feel to it.
But it's another Kalamoto track, and they're from France. Sorry, Ace, because France kicked Brazil behind one.
Oh yeah, you know I was rooting for. I don't even want to get.
I can't
into
hear
it.
You. You gotta step up to the mic, or
I can talk about it right now.
I was rooting.
I don't
want to
talk about it. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm not gonna curse on the radio because my team lost to France.
Hey, France was rocking, man.
It's okay.
As long as they don't win, I'm happy.
Well,
212-998-1818. I'm going to be taking live calls this show. I am definitely going to be taking live calls this show. I think people are going to have a lot of feedback for me.
Yeah, I've been getting some. We have been opening the lines as much as we ought to. We've just been laying it out that way. But
yeah,
tonight we're
going
to change things up.
Change up. Or, you know, you can send us an email, tcats.com. And don't forget to sign up for that message board to get your updates on TCS, the TCATS.
Can I say something?
Can I say something?
Can I say
as you eat the candy, go ahead.
Azuka.
No. Speak of the devil.
I just want the listeners to know what that means. Azuka.
Yeah. Well, you know, something we're going to reflect on that. But anyway, as I change the vibe, change the mood up, man, you're right. I can't pause. I just got to spit it out.
Just
like somebody just
got to
slap me in the back.
It's like, you know,
they got that ride, the Alpine slide and Great Adventure, and you're just staring, and when you get to the top, everybody else is just sliding down, but you're just like...
I'm just standing there.
You're just standing there staring at a slide.
He said the grapevine was in full bloom.
Yeah, let's so bloom it up, man.
Squash some grapes, man.
Squash some grapes. No, there you go.
Make some jelly.
Some jelly.
Or some jam. But all right, no doubt. Anyway, I just want to let y'all know my gear is all black, and you know what that symbolizes. You should know what that symbolizes. Ace, you may know. Rio, I'm sure you know. As a candy store progressed, I used to always wear all black. If you remember that, start the shows off always wearing black. Something black. Yeah, you got black on too. Read my mind today. Anyway, enough procrastination.
Hey, there you go again.
Yeah, I just
drum
did.
Roll.
Today is the final broadcast of TCS.
Azuka.
And that is the news. After today.
What?
After
today. Yeah, repeat
today,
that again. Repeat that again.
Again.
Stop
man.
The music and repeat it
after
again.
After today.
So. Stop the music and repeat it again.
Today is the final broadcast of TCS.
Can we get that Young and the Rest of this music going?
Anyway, the Incredible Hulk? Them,
it's been a
those high piano, those high piano riffs.
It's been 10 years and 10 months, exactly.
10 years, 10 months.
How old is
10
you?
And 10.
How old is Xavier?
Yep. 10 years, 10 months, exactly. And it's been an amazing 10 years, man.
It sure has.
It is time for us to move on and progress, and I guess in our realm of new soul and what we want to deliver.
Right. The quest continues.
The quest continues. And in that quest, as we close business at WNYU, thanks. Closing business in the community of WNYU, we will be opening up shop.
Hold on, I'm verklempt.
And I don't know what that means.
All my Yiddish people know.
Maybe that's why I don't know what that means.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Right.
But as we get on with it, we'll have our new website up. You see I'm stuttering now. We have our new website up, or we'll have it up, tcs.com, in which we'll have our TCS online radio network, where you can find new shows, a new format.
Yeah.
We get to go places we really couldn't go.
You know
well,
what, you know
first
what.
Off, before you get into all that,
yes.
it's going to be designed up to spec. It's going to be a whole... You know, audible, not just an audible experience, but it's going to be a visual experience. It's going to be extremely web friendly.
Hey, you should see it. It's tight.
You yeah, it's
oh,
it's going to be
it 5-6 years ago.
It's going to be an entire new site.
Not that one.
Dedicated to continuing what we've been doing. And it's of course not the end of TCS, but
oh,
a new beginning.
Hey.
And we have our reasons for that. And we'll be getting into that later in the show.
No
because, you know, we are going to spend a little more time than usual talking on this particular night.
Yeah, and looking for feedback. In fact, I just got an email from my man Tony out in Jersey. Says, don't tell me you guys are going off the air permanently. Please don't tell me that. Your show has kept dance music alive, and it will be a real shame if this is true. Hit me back and give me the lowdown. My man DJ Tony Vega. Tony, man, we out of here.
Okay. Well, Ace, can you please say I told you so for me? Because I don't want to be the kind of person that says I told you so.
About what?
I do remember coming to you.
Here we go.
In all my infinite wisdom.
And glory.
And saying, sweet, when are you going to start putting this show on the net? Like, for real.
True, when- true.
Well, yeah. We're,
true.
That's what we're doing.
But
we're going to enter.
We got classic shows.
Yeah.
Classic.
True. Well, you know something? Speaking of classic shows, as we do a little roundhouse, what was one of your memorable shows? Eternal. Except that, you know, I mean, you used to come in once a year and drop signs as to what the new year would bring.
Oh, those were...
And if do you remember some of the years? The year
there
of...
Was, Completion. Execution.
Definitely. I remember that one.
That was
there was a destroy year, like a destroy and rebuild type of year.
But see, that was the time when 5-time Apollo winner, poet Jessica Care Moore, blessed the mic with us.
She was a guest. She was. I forgot to add her to the list.
Yeah, there's a huge.
Just people that.
There's a pretty big roster here.
Yeah, man. We're gonna
read this at the end of the show.
When you had Lil, like Vega.
Lil Louis Vega was up here, or Louis Rome. Vega.
And who else?
Jocelyn Brown.
No, you had three big innovators. Vega.
Oh.
What's your boy?
David Morales.
Morales and
Tony Humphries.
Tony Humphries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
well,
man.
Well, they're called the Magic Sessions, those three guys together.
You know something? Why don't we get into something? I'm going to just... Rio, I kind of pulled out something. You got me thinking about flashbacks, and even though a lot of my stuff is in storage,
yeah.
I kind of got some things around. You got to excuse the quality of the audio, but I'm just going to take it back
a little bit. Did you take this from tape?
There's a good possibility.
I am going to get into a little something, because... You ain't gonna bust my chops on my last day.
TCS is older than CDRs, man.
Yeah, it is.
Check this out.
Set decks and whatnot.
And we'll be right back. Y'all some fools. Some damn fools. Yo, TCS. One time in the house. DJ Rio. DJ Rio. Blessing and blazing. Taking you there, on this Monday night, if y'all can feel it, no doubt. As I promised you earlier, we're going to give you a little piece of Dance Ritual. We're going to bring you a great big chunk of Dance Ritual, live, pre-Wednesday Dance Ritual, straight from the candy store, compliments of the candy store, courtesy of one of the masters, half of the masters, and one of the ultimate divas of all time. Spanning R&B, house, disco, soul, funk, blues, jazz, you name it, she does it. And they're pointing at each other. They're like, him, her. You know something? How's this? I'm going to let each one of you introduce each other. Is that cool? All right. Somebody step up front.
I'd like to introduce Mr. Louis Vega.
Yeah, I know. It's in the spot once again. Miss out the little Louie. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks, man.
And on the return tip.
I wanted to do somebody really special to me. She's family to me. Love her very, very much. And I've been around her for probably 12 years now.
Mm.
So she's family to me, man. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. And I will always be there for her. Just like she sang on them jams. And it's the legendary, the one and only, and she's number one, Miss Jocelyn Brown.
Miss Jocelyn Brown is in the house along with Little Louis Vega. Blessing from the candy store live for the, as we change the track up. This is I guess your little dedication in the background. So we're going to interview you over your joints.
Oh, solid.
Solid. So you can feel it.
Okay.
You know, it's all right.
I'm down.
All right. All right. First of all, since we got you in the house, for all the younger people and the people that aren't real familiar with you, let's start off with a background.
Well, I started out way before in gospel,
mm-hmm.
and trundled up into doing pop music. My first original date was with Gene Pitney, doing background work, and then I migrated up to doing some stuff with Luther Vandross.
Mm.
John Lennon.
Wow.
I've worked with...
we're talking spanning decades here, so...
Yeah, Quincy Jones. My pre-years, I worked with Janis Joplin. I did stuff with Jimi Hendrix.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jimmy's the man.
Yeah. Those are the years of knowing what was going on. And I was a teeny bopper.
Now, where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm originally from North Carolina. Kinston. K-Town.
Okay. K-Town.
K-Town. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so you were raised and brought up there. So how did you get to meet, like, how did you get in the scene and get to meet all these people and start to work with them?
Well, my aunt, her name is Barbara Gaskins, or Barbara Roy at the town. She was with a group called SEC Passion and Pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually introduced me to a lot of the pioneering people that were out there and doing background work with her and stuff like that. I began to meet other guys and other producers and writers who asked me to come in and do work for them. And, of course, at that time, I really didn't know what was really happening. I was just going in and just singing, you know.
Right, right.
But started
things started happening where folks started saying, you know, would y'all come in and do a lead, in which that's how Inner Life started out.
Okay.
Okay, so I wasn't like as if Jocelyn Brown just said, okay, I've been waiting here for a long time to sing.
And right, then, right.
They just snatched me up and said, did you do this part? And I said, sure. And the next thing I knew, it was on the radio.
So who is Inner Life?
Inner Life was a studio group.
That's it?
That's it, baby. They were all of the intense background singers that no one's ever heard of or never really knew how well they were. Like Connie Harvey, who is one of the infamous singers that I've ever known in my life.
Mm-hmm. And she's still with you today.
Yeah, that's right. And she's singing inspirational music as well. There's Wendell Morrison, who's in Europe right now, and he's pioneering his life still as being a singer. I mean, there are people, you know, we can go Leroy Burgess. You know, these folks are people that were there doing that kind of, what we call underground music now. That was the underground music for then, because we came out not really being focused upon. We were like the loud crew. You know, while everybody else was being really local and mediocre, we were the ones, screaming and carrying on.
Making you feel it, basically.
Right, you know, so we were like considered the loud singers.
You start.
No, I think that was so important what she just said. You know, if you heard what she said before, that the music she used to make in the 70s was underground music.
Yes.
Right, and it's still here now.
You know, we're still doing it.
Yes.
You know, and she's still doing it with us. And to think there's somebody that, you know, sang with Bette Midler, John Lennon, and Janis Joplin. Look at all these elements that she has inside of her, and she lets it out when she comes on stage, and you can hear it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so dedicated to letting people know what she's about, because she's the perfect history of our music.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? From the beginning till now.
Like a walking book.
And definitely, man. Mm-hmm. And
all night.
Yeah. I'm thinking of something. You remember what I asked you earlier?
Was it about sweets? No.
Close.
Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember what you said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of them things.
Let me see. Oh, my gosh.
What's he pulling out?
Oh, God, you know, help me, Lord.
Well, Louis, I think this is one of your favorites, but it's not an M.A.W. track. It's, that's not a diss. Reed, can you drop this for me? I want to see if you can feel this.
Okay.
And if you can feel it, you know, you can bless it.
Okay, I'll try.
And you can tell them people, you know, what to do, where to go, where the show is, where you at, the candy store, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you feel, you know. Your hair looks nice, by the way. It's getting, you
hey,
know,
thanks.
It's tight.
It's coming.
Tight. Yeah.
It's coming along.
I've been there, sister.
I hear you, Rob. Not much.
Thanks very much. Now, man.
And I'm still there.
Don't take your hat off, bro. Don't you do it. Don't.
Keep your bandages on.
Is this the one here?
Yeah, this is the one.
I did it right this time.
Promise?
No problem.
Uh-oh.
Louis, if you want to jump in, I know you can feel it. So if you want to sing a little something, say, Louis, you know, whatever, you know.
You can give me a little bit more volume.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, my God.
I see the look on her face, y'all.
We're here together, at the candy store, yes.
What?
Don't you wanna come and have some fun?
I do. Words.
Together we will be, yes. Forever and ever and a day. We're gonna meet down at the shelter on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. We're gonna do it at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, we are.
Go ahead, Louis, take it.
Come on, Louis.
Can I get an M.A.W. ad lib? What's up?
Come on. It's all right, I feel it. It's all right, I feel it. It's all right, I feel it. It's all right, I feel it.
Wow.
I was a little sloppy with my little
edit. That was like, I guess, like one of the pinnacle moments.
You remember that? What was that?
Yeah, Louis Vega.
Hey, she asked me what year was that.
And I was behind the decks. Isn't that something else?
Yes, you were.
We were.
Was that
2000,
99, 98?
No, I don't think it was that. Was it that? No, it was about maybe like around 2000. About, right?
2000?
Yeah, that was Jocelyn Brown.
With little Louis Vega.
Yeah, that was like one of our warmest shows where, you know, it's a candy store tradition to have the guest artists / vocalist of choice to improv over a given house track, and we always
show their skills, as though to
yeah,
speak.
Yeah, it's kind of like a way to like show your colors out in Candyland, and sometimes we get R&B artists up, and we've had R&B artists up here, and they're like, I've seen them open up more to a house track than the typical R&B track that they're known for. And,
oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of experiences, and that particular show with Jocelyn Brown, she really made it look so damn easy.
We had a good time in there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely. You're laughing.
I'm going
to
say it for
you. Azuka.
Azuka.
You kind of sounded like him there,
I know,
too.
That's the Yo, remember when you asked me...
Mince out the Stone Ray, first of all.
You asked me one of the memorable moments.
One of your memorable moments at the candy store.
The most memorable moment in candy store.
Ace, your next.
History. For me.
Uh-huh.
Remember Lord House?
Oh my, yes.
Lord House.
Wheels.
Yes.
Lord House.
Yes.
And he had.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
He was mixing and he had the knobs on the treble and the bass. And you would have thought he was creating the atomic bomb.
Exactly.
The way he was on these wheels. He was.
Oh my God.
The funniest stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
Band after the shows.
Oh, after the shows, we always had a ball. We had it like the party continued after the shows.
That was
you know, it's funny.
Part.
I remember one of my.
Can we get back?
Yeah, we'll get back to mine.
All right, thanks for Bogarden.
And Lord House.
We're going in order here.
Lord House had
them trifocals, like those quad focals.
Mr. DJ Lord House, but Lord House was the cat. He was like half promoter,
Lord
half DJ,
House.
But he was just the
Lord
big
House.
Know-it-all in the studio. Like he knew everything, everybody. Yo, man. Yo, do you know Tony Humphrey? Y'all just had breakfast with him this morning. You know, he had breakfast with everybody that morning. Everybody.
Look, Vega, he parked in my garage.
But Lord House, he definitely enhanced the show, man. He was definitely a part of a TCS. He wasn't part of staff, but he made that.
That was
he made us just come out, man, and just appreciate.
You know, that was a moment that anytime we do that, we know exactly. We don't even have to say the name. All we have to do is just grab the controls and act like that.
Basically, we're grabbing like if you've seen a DJ spin or they play, especially like a Joe Clausel. They'll mess with the treble and the bass. It'll take that little knob for the treble, little knob for the bass, and twist it up and down and all around. But Lord House did it to the point where you would have thought he had like long hair because he was just throwing it back and forth like he had whip action. It
he
was
put
crazy.
His body into turning the knob.
Definitely did. But then again, that's all he cared about. He didn't care about mixing the record. He just threw a record on and turned the knobs, and that was it.
That was hilarious.
That was it.
You got anything from back then?
It was crazy. I don't even know, man.
Oh, man, you sucker.
So we going to get
into it. Why I got to be all that, man?
You got more reminiscing going on tonight?
I got more reminiscing, but I have more people coming in the studio, and unfortunately, I have to go let them in. So we're going to get into a track. And like I said, 212-998-1818. Let us know your most memorable moment of the candy store. I'm putting people on live. So, Rio, if somebody wants to go live, just put them on hold for me.
Yeah.
Or you can hit us up at tcats.com, just like my man Jeremy did, said, oh, my God.
Right.
It's Jeremy. Wow, you are no longer on radio. You guys got me into garage and funk. This will kill us pure house heads, but it's awesome knowing that you guys will have a site. Big Mints for that, and mega good luck, Mints, to TCATS. Keep us posted. No doubt. If you want to stay posted, it's TCATS.com. Sign up for the message board, and that way you'll get
all
the
what?
Updates.
You know what? I think we should...
My goodness, that's Christmas
trees, phone board's
man.
Lining up. You know, I think we should call this our official graduation show.
I can dig it.
I can dig it. Because we are graduating. We're
and this is the last time... It's
getting out of, you know...
This is the last time you'll hear my voice on WMIU.
And you know what? TCS is actually going to get out of the shell. We're just gonna like
expand.
We're just gonna come out.
Yeah.
We're gonna come out
tonight. Remember the mints.
We do mints every night. Thank you.
No. Wait a minute. The phone callers call in.
Right. Okay. Well, you want to take it back to the live callers? We're gonna do that.
Now.
But let me get into something real quick, and we'll be back. T-Cat's final show, Ace. Keep smiling. Your final, your memorable moment is coming up next.
Yeah.
You know what's up.
New York.